Amen. How many of you are ready for the Word of God this morning? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there's a great, great group of people here today, and they really want to know what you have to say. They don't want to know what I have to say. They want to know what you have to say. So God, help me articulate, help me communicate what it means to have a fresh start with our time and with our lives on a day-by-day basis. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Fresh start. Fresh start. How many of you have ever said, I wish I had more time? Yeah. How many of y'all said, man, I wish I had more time? Yeah. Or how many of y'all have ever said, I'll get to it when I have more time? How many of y'all know that that time never comes? It never does. I'm still waiting for that time, right? Yeah, it's easy to get there. Now I want to have a question for you. How many of you are early morning people? Yeah. We rule the world. How many of you are late night people? God bless you. There we go. Listen, that's cool. Yeah, but like we all have different rhythms. We all have different routines. But this is really all about time. Now, how many of you have ever gotten caught in the busy trap? I'm just too busy. Busy. There's this acronym, and this has been around for a lot of years. Acronym, and this has been... Busy, being under Satan's yoke. I mean, you have to kind of say it like with conviction. Next time somebody's busy and they're a Christian, you just say, "You're busy. You're busy. You're being under Satan's yoke." You know. Now, listen. I just want to be really clear. I'm convinced that if the enemy of our souls, the devil, can't get us out of church, he'll just keep us busy doing stuff. Busy is a mindset. Busy is a mindset that we get into here, and it's real easy to get there. I like to say it this way. I am just saying, no, I am effective, I am productive, and I am fruitful. God has created me for that reason, to be those things. There it is. And so we got to get out of the busy mindset and into that mindset. You are just like me. We all have time for what's important to us. We always have time for what's important to us. What's important to me, I have time for. That's the way it is here. So, we got to start looking at time, and I like this statement here. Time is what God gave man to mark his progress. Time wasn't a cruel trick. Time is what God gave us to mark our progress. It's to mark where I was, where I am, and where I am going here. It's a different mindset here. If we were to look at two things, I would see every value you have. If I were to look at your calendar or your cash, the way you spend money, your calendar and your spending, I would see every value that you have. I would see what you value in life. Because what we value, we give our time to. What we value, we give our money to. See, these are spiritual principles I'm giving you today. It's going to feel real practical, but they're spiritual principles. Because the way we spend money and the way I mark my calendar is an indication of God being the Lord of my life here. The Lord of my life here. Now, every Sunday, Sunday is the first day of the week. Sunday's not the capstone to the weekend. Sunday's the first day of the week. And what I like about the first day of the week, no matter what happened in the week prior, we come together, we worship God, and we hit reset, fresh start. I'm starting over. I get a do-over. Aren't you excited about that? Come on. Come on, we get a do-over. How many of you have ever had a week of your life you could use a do-over? How many of y'all have ever had a month? How many of y'all have ever had a year? That's why you have January 1st. Come on, yeah. Yeah. But when we give God our first and our best, the rest will be blessed. When we give God the first and the best, the rest will be... Yeah, how many of y'all would like to be blessed? How many of y'all, you're just too blessed and you want to give some back? Yeah, come on. So here's the big idea, a fresh start with our time. Pursues your God-given purpose. It practices intentional living, and it prioritizes God daily. So if we want a fresh start, it starts in our minds, and it starts with it all belongs to God. How many of you would like to please God with your lives? Raise your hand. If you would like to please God, just for those of you at home, everybody here is raising their hand because after all, we're in church, and we have to kind of look holy. Come on, somebody. Right, we want to please God, we want to honor God, we want to honor Him with all of our lives, not just the Sunday morning part of our lives. So that is my purpose here. See, time belongs to God. It all belongs to God. No, I thought you were going to get excited about that. Come on, somebody. No, it all belongs to God. It's just like my money. It all belongs to God. God has every part of my life. He doesn't just have my Sunday morning part. He has it all. Amen? And so it all belongs to Him. So I'm a steward, not an owner of my time. Let me give you two scriptures, and I'm going to launch from here. Ephesians chapter 5, 15. Ephesians 5, 15. Look carefully how you walk. That literally means how you live your life. How you live your life. Look carefully. So this is what we're doing today. We're going to look carefully at the way you walk, you live your life, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time. The best use of your what? Time, because the days are evil. How many of y'all know that the days are evil that we live in? But that's because we're different. Christians are different. We're going to live differently, amen? And so we're going to live wise, not unwise here. Let's look at this other verse here in Psalm 90, verse 12. Actually, it's on the wall over to your right here. When they built this school building in the 1930s, that's right, the 1930s, they put scripture on the walls in the school building. How many of y'all know we could use more scripture in school buildings? Come on. So this is it. So teach us to number our days. Teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Teach me, God. So I want to live as wise, not unwise. I want to be carefully look today at my time. And then God, we're going to say, God, teach me to number our days. I don't know if you know how, you know this or not. God has already numbered our days. Like today is May 18th. It has a number. I don't know if you realize or not. God did the first part. We need to do the second part. God numbered them. Now we need to put wisdom in each one of them. We need to put wisdom in each day. We need to live carefully and look to these things here. God has numbered them. Now, those are the two scriptures I'm going to spend the rest of my time communicating to you. The other one you want to write down for those of you that are taking notes, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 through 9. You're going to want to read those verses this week if you're going to take in the Word of God, and it's going to find a place in your heart here, and you're going to be changed and transformed. How many of y'all plan on being changed and transformed to be more like Jesus? I do, so therefore I need the Word of God to change me and transform me here. So, there is this thing in our culture and society that I hear people say it all the time. They're trying to lead a balanced life. I'm trying to keep everything in balance. Trying to keep it all. I'm going to spend so much time here. I'm going to spend so much time. Can't spend too much time at work. Can't spend too much time at church. Can't spend too much. I'm trying to balance this. Trying to balance kids. Trying to balance my money. Trying to balance my time. I want to give you a word from God. Stop it! There's no such thing as balance. You will never balance your life out. We live in tension, we don't live in balance. When you're in tension, you grow. See, I need to spend time and get my finances in order. That takes tension. No, I need to spend time. I need to focus on my spiritual life. Okay, tension. I need to invest in my marriage. Tension. I need to invest in other people. Tension. I need to cut the grass. More tension. Need to wash the car. Love that tension. What I'm trying to say to you, get out of your mind that everything's going to be in perfect balance. You will never, because as soon as you get perfect balance, it's going to get messed up and you're going to need more tension in your life. But we live in the tension between this and that. Our church lives in tension. Hey, fresh start with God, new creation, growth track this afternoon. We are applying our hearts for our spiritual growth at 3 p.m. on a Sunday. That takes intentionality and purpose of our time. Okay? But then there's going to be a time for a Pittsburgh missions trip coming up. So the Pittsburgh missions trip. Now we're going to get focused on other people outside, right? And then we live in tension. We're going to give to kingdom builders. We're going to give to missions. No, I'm going to get my finances. Are you tracking me here? See, you're going to live in tension, and you're going to feel the tension and allow God to grow us in the tension, because that's where God lives. I'm not here to keep it all in balance and keep it perfect here. That's what I'm going to continue to do here. So we're going to live our purpose here. Now, there's this thing called the control chaos continuum. Things constantly swing from great control to great chaos. Now, how many people like control? How many of y'all like control? How many of you are honest about it? Come on, be honest. You're in church. Yeah, and how many of y'all like chaos? Yeah. Come on, anybody with me? Yeah, I'm more of a chaos guy. I like to create chaos. Because that's what leaders do. You can tell a leader by the way they create chaos. Right? They do. And so, but both of those need, you need a little bit of chaos. You need a little bit of control. You need both of those. You can't live in one. Listen, let me try to explain it to you. How many of you have ever ridden a bike? Ever in your whole life? Okay, we're going to have bicycles for Jesus. A lot of people here, come on. Oh, that's an activity group. Very good. Good deal. When you're riding a bike or when you're skiing, you have to lose control to gain control. See, you have to get out of control to be able to steer and gain control. The same time is in life. You have to get a little out of control so you can get in control and tell your time where to go. Okay? Now, you can't live out of control. And you can't live in total control, because then you're just sitting on the bike going nowhere. Okay? That means you just sit and you're waiting. That's like putting skis on and standing at the top of the hill just watching. See, you have to be able to get moving so you can steer in the right direction here. So it all comes down to priorities. We do not manage our time, we manage our priorities. See, let's stop trying to manage our time. What priorities? So the first thing, as you carefully walk, this, what you're going to need to do today, every person here, if you're married, you have a spouse, you're going to need to share it with them. If you're alone, you're going to need to make a list of your priorities in life. What are our priorities? This is healthy to do probably every 6 to 9 months. I reevaluate, am I living my priorities? Am I doing what's important to me? Or am I just existing, hoping somehow God's going to come out of heaven and change my situation? How many of you have ever done that? Okay, I've done that. Like, I gained some weight, and I'm waiting for God to come out of heaven and take it away. Right? I've done that. Somehow, it's going to happen. How many of y'all know it never happens? Am I right? Yeah, it's just like reading a book. Somehow I'm going to read books. And so I put it under my pillow and I sleep, and it's going to get absorbed in there. See, those things don't work. So I got to make a list of my priorities. No, you, I mean it, this week, priorities. No, you got to write this down. This is helpful to you. I'm helping your spiritual life right now. So you mark your priorities. If spiritual health and spiritual growth are important to you, then okay, when there's growth track, then that's important. When you budget your time, you tell your time where it's going to go. I'm going to tell my time where it's going to go this week. Not just get to the end of the week and go, I think I accomplished something. I think I did. How many of you have ever been there? I'm not sure what I did, but I did stuff because I was very busy. Right? Busy's not the goal. Effective, productive, fruitful is the goal because that's what God designed us to be. Amen? See, God created you for effectiveness. And it's going to take some discipline to get there. A fresh look at my time. It all belongs to God. My purpose is Him. Now I'm going to live intentionally here. The problem's this. See, most of us go through our lives with unfulfilled lives, and we're unsatisfied. Most people, unfortunately, Christians, they go through most of their life, and so they're grabbing at anything to give them worth and value. Maybe it's a vacation, if I could only get on vacation. Maybe if I could get the new car. Maybe if I could get this, a new house, a new dishwasher, a new refrigerator, whatever it is, we grab at it. It's almost like, have you ever gone to a store when you're hungry? And without a plan? Come on. What happens? Everything ends up in there. I went to, it's one of my favorite places to go, Labriola's Italian Market in Monroeville. And I'm very convinced God lives there. And I went in there just for one thing. I went told Natalie I'm just going to go one thing. And I just went in, but I was hungry. And I didn't have a plan, okay? Before you knew it, I walked out with two boxes full of stuff. And I remember sitting in my vehicle, sitting in the car, eating what I just purchased because I didn't have a plan and I didn't have a budget to follow. You see, unless you have a plan, how many of y'all know everything ends up in your cart? And many people who can hear my voice right now, everything's ending up in your cart called life because there's no budget of telling our time where to go. Are you with me? See, this is extremely practical today. And many of you are going to say, well, that wasn't real spiritual. No, this is one of the most spiritual things I could help you with today. It's being intentional with your calendar, with a weekly calendar. This is it. If I could get you to do one thing that I believe would help you the rest of your time here on earth, you won't need this in heaven, but you need it now, okay? You make a weekly calendar of everything that you want to see happen in that week. My wife, Natalie, and I, we've been doing this for years. Typically, every Sunday, we sit down. Sunday night, we go through every day. We go through, man, there was a while we had five teenagers in our house at one time. And they all sat through this meeting. Okay? And sometimes it would take 2 hours to go over every schedule. But we would literally sit and we would literally tell our time where to go every day. When we're going to have devotion time. When we're going to have work time. Schedules with kids or family. Now it's a little more simple with Natalie and I. I got home from Liberia late Thursday night. Guess what we did first thing Friday morning? We did our calendar. We sat down and went through every day for the next 10 days. When's this going to happen? When's that going to happen? When's this going to happen? Why? Because we wanted to make a budget, because our purpose is we want to please God. We're going to live carefully with our time. We're going to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. This, my friends, works. This could bring peace to your life. What kind of things do we write in there? Devotion time. How many of y'all know that devotion time is important? Come on. How many of y'all know church is important? See, if you don't have a plan to make it to church or growth track or the Pittsburgh mission trip, it won't happen. It'll be something you hope to do or you hope to get to, but you never will. Am I right or wrong? See, you got to have a plan. Like in our house, this is what we do. This is what we're committed to. This is what we do. We put everything in here. One, we're going to, every 2 weeks, as soon as we get paid, we sit down together and we go over our finances together. So there's no question about forward. We write that in. Friday morning, we're going to review finances. We're going to talk about it. Where are we? Make sure the bills are paid. Make sure we've communicated effectively. This is spiritual. This will help. How many of you could use more peace in your life? If you want more peace in your life, this will help you. Again, chaos control. Life has chaos. This pulls it back into control. And we won't be throwing everything else in. This is our priorities. Tennis is a high priority. It's not as high as I would like it, but it's in my top 10. So therefore, I write in when I have allotments to play. Because if I don't put it, write it down, it doesn't happen. I'm just like you. What is your calendar? What story is it telling about you here? We have done this for years, and it has helped us so much. So the bottom line today, I'm asking you, are you willing to make a weekly calendar? Then you can look out and say, oh, okay, Pittsburgh missions trip's coming up. I need, that's 2 full days, a Friday and a Saturday, that you can serve God and go, well, I need a day off. Start trying to get the day off now. Don't wait till the 26th of June. Plan. We have a purpose by which we want to serve others. Serving's very important. We need to do that. What you write down gets done. What we plan has a purpose. It has a priority. It's intentional. It all belongs to God. So that's the Pittsburgh Missions. As a family, those of you that have children, if you eat together as a family, no TV, no cell phones, no distractions, 5 out of 7 nights a week, you have a 68 to 72% chance that your kids will not do drugs and alcohol. It's a simple equation. Turn off the TV, turn off those things, schedule in. Well, you don't understand. There's baseball, there's soccer, there's gymnastics, there's choir practice. There were times we ate wherever we were with all the ball games and gymnastics. We gathered them all together and we would sit together and we would eat. Because that was important. That was a priority of our lives. Is that helping you today? See, this is what we do. Let me just go here. Be careful of the time suckers. They suck the life out of us. Nobody ever puts in their calendar Netflix binging. 7 hours. Nobody ever writes in here flipping through Facebook full 2 hours. Nobody writes in here useless YouTube videos, 90 minutes. Nobody does that, right? But how many of y'all know it happens? And then we wonder why the basement isn't clean. Are you with me? We wonder why we never get a chance to read a book, but we have all this extra time. Every Sunday morning, right when church starts, I don't know why they do this. On my phone, it says how much time I wasted on my phone all week. I don't know if your phone's like that. It must torture Christians. I don't know what they do. But I'm looking at it like, I didn't spend that much time on my phone. This is lying. No, it's not lying. It's truth. Yeah, those are just some of them here. Video games. Me time. All these other things. I need me time. No, we need time. We need Jesus time. How many of y'all have ever procrastinated? Yeah. You give me a test to do. I went to school. I was like, I got a degree in it. Procrastination. Hey, I want to close up with a story about Jesus, because after all, you came to church today and you wanted to hear about him. And I hope that this is helpful to you. I want you to do this. This is what I want you to do. See that all your time belongs to God. We have a purpose. It takes intentionality, and we got to prioritize God. Mark chapter 1, 32. Mark 1, 32. This is a story about Jesus. That evening, after sunset, that means late into the night, which in typical cultures, in typical Jewish culture, you did not minister after sunset. So late into the night, Jesus was healing sick people, demon-possessed people were brought to him, the whole town gathered to the door, and Jesus healed many people who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out demons. But because the demons knew who he was, he didn't allow them to speak. Let's look at this next verse here in 35. But the next morning, look what he did. Before daybreak the next morning, he got up and went to an isolated place to pray. Jesus, hello? You stayed up late the night before doing all the Lord's work. Shouldn't you sleep in and get a little bit of me time? If anybody needed me time and sleep in time, it was Jesus. Is anybody with me here? This would be us. I had a late night at church. I had to stay at night. I put chairs away. I had to do this. What do we do the next morning? I need to sleep in. I need some rest. I need to pull it back a little bit. Am I right or wrong? Come on, tell the truth and shame the devil. Come on, somebody. Right? Jesus, he got up early. He went to an isolated place to prayer. And then pretty soon, everybody's looking for him. And everybody's saying, Jesus, where are you? What are you doing? And then Jesus said in verse 38, he said the first three words here, we must go. Everybody say these words with me. We must go. Say it again. We must go. One more time. We must go. The reason we don't have intentionality with our lives is because we're not prioritizing him on a day-by-day basis with our time. With our simple time, I'm going to prioritize him. I'm going to prioritize who he is. I'm going to prioritize what he does. And this is how I'm going to live my life. I'm just going to prioritize. And so the more I prioritize God, the more other things are in order that pleases him. Are you with me? How many of y'all heard something today that was helpful to you? How many of you heard something today that you didn't want to hear, but you're glad you did? Yeah? Would you stand to your feet with me today? How many of you are really, I'm asking a serious question, this very serious question. How many of you are willing to do that daily, that weekly calendar? You're going to start today. You're going to make a weekly calendar. How many of you are, just raise your hand. Heavenly Father, I pray right now over everybody here that's going to do a weekly calendar. Everybody here that's committed to getting order to their lives, Lord God. I pray for the Spirit of God to help them, impart to them, Lord God. You let them be productive. Let them be fruitful. Let them be effective, Lord God. Take all of us that right here, Lord God, into a time of productivity and effectiveness like we have never had before, Father. Never had before. Thank you, Jesus. You can lower your hands. I want to stop for a moment and speak to those in the room right now that you're not sure about who this Jesus is. I'm talking a lot about time today, and that's really cool, but you came here to know Jesus. I want to tell you that my whole life belongs to Jesus. That's yours. Do you have a day or a time that you gave your entire life to Jesus? not just your Sunday morning, not just mental assent he's there, but that you gave your entire life to him, including your time, including your money, including everything. If you didn't, you came to the right place, because God put Bridge City Church on the planet for this reason. For this reason right here. For you. To know the Father. If you don't have a day of time where Jesus Christ became the forgiver of your past, some things you did, some things were done to you, some things were done by you, but he can cover it all. There's only one way to heaven, and his name is Jesus, by his sacrifice on the cross. Dead, buried, rose again, ascended, and seated at the right hand of the Father. That's the Jesus we serve. And if you don't have a day where you said, Jesus, forgive me of my life, I've missed it, and Jesus, lead my life, be the Lord of my life, be in charge of my life, I want to be a follower, I'm going to ask you a serious question. If you don't have a day, a moment, or a time, in just a moment, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond to that call right here. And if that's you today, and you want today, May 18th, 2025, to be your day, your fresh start, a day of new beginnings, I just want you very boldly and joyfully, hey, just slip up your hand right where you're at and say, Pastor, that's me. I want Jesus Christ to be the forgiver of my past and the leader to my future. Anybody here today that you're saying, man, that's me, I got to know this Jesus. Anybody here today? Anybody here? I know there's so many people that are close, so close. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anybody here today that you want a fresh start with God? Fresh start with God. Fresh start with God. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray that next week, Lord God, there's going to be so many hands up. Lord God, let this place be a redemption house for people far from God, Lord Jesus. Let it be so. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, we're going to do something really special. If you're part of the prayer teams, if you could make your way up here, we're going to pray for you today. I don't know what need you have today, what fresh start you need from God. What fresh start do you need from God today? Maybe you just need a fresh start in life. We have people that are ready to pray for you. How many of y'all could use, maybe you're going through something physically, you need help physically, you need prayer physically for physical health. This is your chance. You're going to come forward for prayer. How many of y'all know, I need a fresh start in my marriage. I need a fresh start in my schoolwork. I need a fresh start with my mind. I need a fresh start with my parenting. I need a fresh start physically, spiritually, emotionally. How many of y'all could use a better job than what you have right now? These people are going to pray for you. How many people are tormented in your mind? These people came prepared to pray for you. So this is what I want you to do. Don't be bashful. We all need prayer. Why miss an opportunity for prayer? I want you to get out of your seat right now. Make your way down the center two aisles. Just get out of your seat physically, spiritually, emotionally. Just get out of your seat. Come on, don't wait. Some of you guys, you need to grab your spouse. Be a leader. Grab your spouse and say, baby, let's just go get prayer today. Let's be a better spouse, a better married couple together. No, I'm serious. Be the man. Just grab her hand and say, let's go. Let's go get prayer together. So let's go. Let's begin to fill these aisles. The worship team's going to lead us. Release them into prayer. And just release these people. Keep getting into the aisle. They're going to pray for you. We're going to worship God. We're not done yet until Pastor John, your campus pastor, who's so awesome, is going to come up and close us up today. Okay? So let's worship God. Let's allow God to touch our hearts, but let's never miss an opportunity for prayer together in Jesus' name. Let's maintain a perfect, great tension and order for him in Jesus' name.